Carl, you might be asking, didn't that happen on November 3rd? Yes, but Americans do not directly choose their president. They choose electors, members of the Electoral College, who cast the final votes for president, and those electors met nationwide yesterday to formally certify each state's results. This is all part of the constitutional election process that happens every 4 years. It's getting more attention this time around because the results of the 2020 presidential election have been disputed. Former Vice President Joe Biden won the projected vote on Election Day. States were expected to certify his Electoral College win on Monday, and those Electoral College votes will be sent to Congress, which will formally count them next month. So is he officially the president-elect? Some experts say yes, that a candidate formally gets that title when the 50 states' electoral votes are certified. But others say that happens when Congress officially counts them. Either way, Congress will have completed that step on January 6th. When we produced this show yesterday, though, President Donald Trump had not conceded the election. He says he's the rightful winner, though he has authorized the government to start the transition process to the next administration. The lawsuits that the president and his supporters have filed have not been successful in overturning the results from several states. And yesterday, those states moved forward in making their results official.